A robotic arm snatches rows of silicon wafers. They're bright blue squares the size of a credit card. They're delicately positioned on a sheet of glass. We're looking at one of the first steps in the production of solar panels at Helios Solar Works.
We run two shifts, basically built to order.
John Kivlin is Chief Operating Officer. Helios opened 3 years ago in Milwaukee's Valley and now employs about 30 people. Kivlin says the solar panels the team makes are converting the sun's energy into electricity worldwide.
We've got panels on a large project in the UK. We've got panels in Mexico. They're residential, commercial, and utility scale.
Kivlin admits the solar panel fabrication business is facing price pressure from China. He describes the competition as intense because the solar industry is growing so fast.
Globally, about 30% annually, and the U.S. is growing faster than that. I don't think anybody believes that fossil fuel is going to actually decline in price. The cost of solar is declining, and I see it continuing to decline.
As the industry grows, the benefits trickle to companies that provide parts. Helios suppliers include an Appleton firm that forms copper and a Milwaukee operation that employs visually impaired workers. They make aluminum frames for the solar panels. About a mile west of Helios, the Italian company Calefi has been making solar-powered water heaters since 2009. A stone's throw away, Ingatine, is also banking on the growth of green energy. The company opened here in 2011. It makes the devices solar panels need to convert the direct current they produce, DC, into alternating current, AC. CEO Aitor Sotis says the Spanish firm chose Milwaukee from more than 100 potential locations in the U.S., partly because of its manufacturing heritage. He says Ingatine employs 85 workers and is growing, as is the popularity of solar.
I mean, we're hiring at a rate of 2 or 3 every week. Every Monday we have training sessions, so we hope that by 2015 we'll be 275 of us here.
In addition to solar, Ingatine manufactures the heart of wind turbines, according to Jared Diebold. He's sales manager.
These are actually going up inside that nacelle of the wind turbine. Blades is actually turning the shaft of this generator. That's where that electricity is actually produced, inside the machine.
Diebold bets more companies would move to wind or solar if the U.S. maintained a stable energy policy and tax credits for investing in green systems. A few local companies have become users. For example, Kohl's has equipped nearly 140 of its stores, 3 in Metro Milwaukee, with solar panels. The company says solar provides up to half the power they use. In Racine, SC Johnson powers much of a manufacturing facility with 2 towering wind turbines. Just to the north, Diversey utilizes another form of alternative energy, a fuel cell. Feng Chin is the company's manager of sustainable systems. He shows me the cell, a metal box about the size of a shipping container. It's tucked behind fir trees alongside a parking lot.
A fuel cell, it converts natural gas into electricity, and the capacity of this fuel cell provides enough power about 30% of a building. It reduces the carbon emissions of equivalent of about 680 cars annually.
Inside Diversey, skylights flood offices with natural light. Sensors dim illumination when no one is present.
The entire concept is to provide a higher performing building, which will result in energy savings and a much better work environment.
All the places we visited emphasize not only green technology, but conserving energy. Gary Radloff is a researcher at the Wisconsin Energy Institute at the UW-Madison. He sees a bright future for renewables and perhaps a sea change.
I think more energy is going to be generated on site, at your business, at your home. I think storage will occur on site. So it's going to become a decentralized system.
Radloff calls it a dramatic change that will likely occur faster than people realize. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.